Welcome back to the podcast. This is Derek Cole. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. Today we're going to talk about ozone, the pros and cons of ozone for home air purification. Look, in my obsession to bring cleaner air to homeowners, we are continually looking for solutions that promise cleaner air and a safer place for your family. One of the methods that has kind of made its way into the indoor air quality conversation is ozone. So really this conversation is really a comprehensive guide, and we're going to explore the nitty-gritty of ozone. Weigh in its benefits against possible challenges so you can make an informed decision for your indoor air at home. Ozone might seem like a kind of buzzword, a futuristic buzzword, but it's far from new. Ozone occurs naturally in the Earth's atmosphere, where it plays a critical role in absorbing the majority of the sun's harmful ultraviolet radiation, UV rays. Ozone occurs naturally. It's in the environment. But when you speak about indoor air purification, ozone has the ability to sanitize and deodorize, the same as it does outside. First of all, it protects you from harmful UV rays, but it also has the ability to sanitize and deodorize. And really, to get into the science of it, ozone, or O3, O3 is a trio, three oxygen atoms. Unlike a typical O2, most humans breathe, the third atom, or the third oxygen, can detach and reattach, offering a its only job really is to find a gas molecule and blow it up. And the reactive nature of that molecule kind of carries into the conversation about its safety. Is it safe? Indoor air pollution can be up to five times worse than outdoor air, with common allergens, VOCs, which are volatile organic compounds, and contaminants, rendering the air in your home potentially harmful. Think about that, five times worse than outdoor air. Ozone purifies and really offers a proactive solution by kind of neutralizing those particles, which could otherwise make the air worse. Again, the only job of the third molecule of oxygen, O3, is to detach and attack a gas molecule, if that makes sense. Ozone doesn't nearly mask odors. It attacks the molecules that cause them. So when you have a constant pet smell or constant odor, and high output ozone generator may be the weapon of choice. It targets the odor particles at the source, leaving behind fresh, clean air. If there's ever been a time when understanding sanitation is critical, it's now. Ozone purifies the air. It's capable of removing bacteria, viruses, molds, offering kind of a level of sterilization that can reduce the risk of sickness. For those prone to allergens, especially those caused by airborne pollutants, ozone may provide some relief by breaking down the compounds. Ozone can reduce the presence of triggering agents in your home's air, lowering the risks of allergic reactions. But the bad news, despite the ozone sanitizing powers, the health risks associated with ozone are quite significant. Ozone generators work by emitting ozone directly into the air, which can react with your lung tissue if inhaled at high concentrations, resulting in breathing difficulties, throat irritation, coughing, and could worsen any pre-existing conditions. In a strange turn of events, while ozone can reduce the presence of allergens such as pet dander and pollen, it can also worsen symptoms, allergy symptoms due to its effect on our respiratory system. This kind of demands for cautious consideration, particularly with those with respiratory ailments. One of the critical roles of the ozone layer in the atmosphere is to protect life on Earth by filtering out UV radiation. Man-made emissions of ozone-depleting Man-made emissions of ozone-depleting substances have caused significant damage, resulting in the formation of the hole in the ozone layer. Y'all probably heard that, seen it, heard about it in school, the ozone hole. While indoor ozone purifiers do not contribute to this issue directly, the larger context of ozone's environmental impact is a reminder of the need for ozone to protect planet Earth. But let's get back to safety first. Safety first. Ozone generators can pack a big punch, a potent punch, and thus must be used with care when in your home. Ozone generators can pack a punch, and you must be careful. When developing an ozone generator, it's critical to follow the manufacturer's instructions regarding the concentration of ozone emitted and the duration of operation. Overexposure can be detrimental, so don't give in to temptation. More is not better. So don't give in to more is better. More is not better when it comes to ozone. Always operate ozone generators in empty rooms. This will prevent the potential damage of sensitive materials and ensures that no one accidentally breathes in concentrated ozone. You do not want to breathe that in. Plus, after using a generator of ozone, make sure you ventilate the air thoroughly. Open the windows. Turn on the fans. Give the ozone time to dissipate. Breathing ozone could be and should be. Breathing ozone should be an exception, not a habit. So, is it right for you? In the quest for home air purification, ozone emerges as a character with great potential. It's got power to tamp down pollutants, odors, that has that power. And yet, it's what we use with abundance of caution because of the health concerns. We use ozone with an abundance of caution because of the health concerns. For homeowners, the choice is personal to you. Ozone purifies and represents a great tool but we have to use it wisely. Better yet, don't think about ozone generators. Instead, consider alternatives that balance safety, such as the products we carry at our particular store, ion cleaners and air scrubbers that we only treat the air in the duct system, not in the living space. We do not blow ozone directly into the living space. Again, you have to be careful. But looking at products like our ion clean or even air scrubbers, we only treat the air in the duct system, and that provides the proper ventilation. The air you breathe in your own home is critical, and any measures implemented to ensure your air quality should be weighed carefully. Again, I would recommend our products. They're safe. They've been tested. They've been third-party tested. The amount of ozone that comes out of the grill is less than outside. So if you can go outside and have no problems, then you're fine with our products in your HVAC system. Again, we don't use ozone generators. We don't blow ozone directly into the space. The modern homeowner finds themselves equipped with a lot of options when it comes to air treatment. Ozone is one in the long line of defenders, but everything has its strengths and has its weakness.